Well, of course, the Supreme Court expanded rights for gays and lesbians, at least to get married in this country. One issue the court didn't touch, however, discrimination against gay individuals in the workplace. Now, this is an issue that Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, has been trying to combat. He's got a bill called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It's been knocking around Congress for quite a while. Senator Blumenthal is with me to explain why he sponsored the bill and what some pundits are saying, that the court's decision may actually propel his bill towards some measure of success. Hi, Senator.
Hello. Good to be with you, and thank you for focusing on this very, very important topic, which remains really a scourge in the workplace, discrimination based on sexual preference as well as other factors.
Well, let's get to that. It is already illegal in the workplace to discriminate on the basis of race, certainly, gender, certainly, national origin, I would imagine. But then it ends there, right?
It ends there, and it should really extend beyond those categories of potential discrimination, because sexual preference can often be a basis for discrimination. And I think you're absolutely right that the decision by the Supreme Court in this case will help build momentum, will propel this legislation that would forbid discrimination.
Now, you've got 53 co-sponsors in the Senate, Senator, is that correct, as I understand it?
We have more than 50. I think it's 53, and I'm hoping that we'll have more after this decision.
Well, you're on the hunt for Republicans, of course. You've got almost all the Democrats, not quite all of them. There are a couple of Democrats in the South, I believe Senator Landrieu from Louisiana, Senator Pryor from Arkansas, both of whom oppose gay marriage, I think also are not signed on to your bill. But you're on the hunt for Republicans now, and you've got to get to 60.
You know, in this Senate and the environment that we face here in Washington today, we need 60 or more, because almost anything has to have that supermajority to overcome the arcane anti-democratic filibuster threshold that we face. But I'm very hopeful and optimistic because, you know, history is really on our side. That's what the meaning of this Supreme Court decision is, so far as the bill is concerned. History's on our side. The American public, especially younger Americans, are moving toward a workplace and a culture that really regards everyone as equal, whether it's marriage or workplace, regardless of who you are or who you love.
On the other hand, Senator, I know you've heard this argument. Many of your Republican colleagues, even some who might support you in principle, say expanded rights, discrimination is wrong, but what your bill does is expands the right to sue, and more lawsuits isn't the way to end discrimination. It only adds to cost and is bad for the economy and is bad for business.
As a former attorney general for 20 years, I was attorney general of Connecticut, and as a law enforcement officer, I believe that rights are meaningless unless there are remedies, and lawsuits are a last resort. They are costly and time-consuming, so our best hope is for voluntary and cooperative, even collaborative action. But there have to be remedies to enforce rights, and there has to be a right to sue, again, as a last resort. So I think there is a need for that remedy, and as much as people may regret lawsuits, they are a necessary part of life as a last resort.
Well, Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Texas, is sponsor of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. A lot of pundits think it's going to have a lot more momentum in the Senate as he hunts for 60 votes. Now, the other question is, of course, the House of Representatives, which under the leadership of John Boehner so far has shown no interest in the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. We will be watching that bill as it goes through Congress. Senator, thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.